Satan and all your demons, get behind us. We are gathered here in the name of our crucified and risen Lord Jesus. All your accusations against us are gone. We are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning, as we continue to consider the temptations that come our way and we focus on Satan, it comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. In Christ Jesus, whose dominion has claimed you through holy baptism, but who knows that you are therefore Satan's marked prey to make you his own, so that he may have dominion over you instead, dear fellow redeemed. Satan already has the unbelievers under his dominion. He works especially hard to reclaim you as believers in Christ. Faith in Christ can be lost, and he knows it. We assume such biblical figures like Cain, Esau, King Saul, David, Solomon, Peter, and Judas, to mention a few, were once believers who lost faith. In some cases, even died in unbelief. The time we as Christians are especially vulnerable to the deception and lies of Satan is when we are experiencing great anxieties. And so the Apostle Peter urges us, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. If you have ever experienced one trial upon another, the lie that this is evidence God has withdrawn his loving care from you can cause you to fall into despair, and your faith can be devoured by Satan and his many allies in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. Satan's allies surround you in this life. We heard about this already this week. One is found even within your sinful flesh. And the unbelieving world presents many challenges to your faith, offering up many false Christs, hollow and deceptive philosophies, which seem to have answers for life's many problems, but in the end, do not. And while these deceivers can cause you to despair over your sin, convincing you God desires to punish you forever, they can also lead you into self-righteousness, a self-righteous pride, thinking you are good enough for acceptance before God. The wiles of Satan and his allies are real. They operate in the spirit realm around us, and they seek to devour your faith in Jesus alone for salvation. That is their common goal. From the time of your conversion, likely in the waters of baptism, on through to your dying breath. Therefore, be sober-minded, be watchful, resist the deceiver firm in your faith. So diabolical is the devil that he tricks Christians to trust even in their own faith, as though this is their work for which they are rewarded by our Lord. Being firm in the faith only happens by the work of the Holy Spirit through the gospel in word and in sacrament. Again, Satan likes to deceive many an unsuspecting Christian to think that as he follows a life of strict discipline, doing certain things, not doing other things, will make him strong. And in the end, he becomes weak in his faith because he ends up trusting in himself and not in Christ. The God of all grace has called you to his eternal glory in Christ and will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. You see, God declares you forgiven of all your sins. He does it again and again, announced and given to you in the absolution and in the preached word. He cleanses you from all your sin in the waters of holy baptism. He feeds you repeatedly the holy meal of Jesus' body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Jesus is brought to you in these ways, and he gives you firmness to resist every lie that Satan throws at you. And when you weaken, and you will fall into sin on account of the temptations that come. And yet, when this happens, the Lord is plenteous in his mercy, and he forgives you again and again. He leads you in repentance and faith in him. Stand firm in Jesus. He alone is your life and your righteousness. And when we're in a place like this, not only are we reminded by these images that we are in the presence of Jesus, the stronger one, but even the evil, invisible bystanders, the devil and his demons, take note. And they flee. They cannot stand the announcement that all your sins are forgiven for Christ's sake. They have no accusation against you. They flee. They especially flee when they hear that word of forgiveness, life, and salvation in Jesus' name. And you would do well to fill your places of residence with these same imposing images, which proclaim loudly that in Christ sin is forgiven, life is bestowed, death and hell must always flee in the face of our mighty hero. Christ Jesus. Satan has no answer to what Jesus gives to you, secured by his holy life, perfect sacrifice, and death-defeating resurrection. What Jesus has done for you cannot be taken from you. Satan wants to devour you, but in Christ, he is powerless. No one can snatch you from Jesus' hand, not even Satan. Let the devil be damned to hell and see you in heaven for Jesus' sake. To Jesus be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Please rise for prayer. And instead of turning to number 42, we're going to number 41, the prayer on page 152. So page 152 in the front of the hymn book, and we will read together the prayer number 41 on the right-hand column. Lord God, Heavenly Father, inasmuch as the adversary does continually afflict us, and as a roaring lion walks about seeking to devour us, we beseech you, for the sake of the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, to help us by the grace of the Holy Spirit, and to strengthen our hearts by your word, that our enemy may not prevail over us, but that we may evermore abide in your grace and be preserved unto everlasting life through the same your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you. The merciful and eternal God, who alone saves from all evil, and who graciously called you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light through our Savior Jesus Christ, deliver you from the power of darkness, sin, death, and Satan, and preserve you in his faith and truth, now and forevermore. Amen.